Last night at midnight, the billboard screens of Times Square became a canvas for the artist Shazia Sikander. She's a painter, animator, and video artist. She's also a former recipient of a MacArthur Genius Grant. Her contemporary installations began in a centuries-old tradition of Islamic art known as miniature painting. For the conclusion of our series, Muslim Artists Now, NPR's Bilal Qureshi introduces us to an artist infusing the future with her cultural past.
Walking through the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City, I'm always struck by the scale of the Renaissance paintings, the epic portraits and crucifixions. But at the same time, the Italian masters were going big. Painters in the Muslim world were going small, miniature, in fact. Around the corner from the Met's European collection, the Islamic galleries are home to the museum's prized collection of miniature paintings.
Oh, one of our young visitors. I'm so delighted.
Navina Heather curates Islamic art at the Met. She says miniature paintings thrived in the 15th and 16th century courts of Persia and India. They weren't designed for palace walls. They were tiny pages in gilded storybooks, created for the perusal and pleasure of the nobility. Imagine an incredibly detailed graphic novel with gold leaf borders.
It is dependent on tremendous technical finesse. You, as an artist, you are trained by your father, your forefathers, and in a workshop setting to create a world that's miniaturized in its scale, but absolutely universal sometimes in its content or in its ambition.
The artist Shazia Sikander trained in that tradition.
If you pick up a catalog on Islamic art, you're going to see there's always a section on miniature painting, and I'm aware of it, but I'm both interested in new narratives.
The old narratives were epic stories of heroes, lovers, and palace intrigue. Shazia Sikander wanted to tell her story, but first she had to study the ancient masters. Pakistani art historian F.S. Ejazuddin describes just how exacting that technique could be.
For the finest pictures and for the finest lines, they would use what was called a ikbal, which was a single squiggle hair to achieve the finest line.
Shazia Sikander studied these techniques in the late 1980s under Bashir Ahmed, an artist who revived the miniature at the National College of Arts in Pakistan. Sikander says making her thesis was a grueling process.
18 hours a day, sitting in a certain posture. So it's very rigorous. It's very intense, like the most intense experience I've ever had.
The result was called The Scroll. It was 5 feet long and 13 inches tall and featured more than a dozen interconnected paintings. More importantly, it was a personal piece, depicting the daily life of a contemporary Pakistani woman. South Asian historian Aisha Jalal says it shattered the tradition of miniature painting.
Shazia took it to a new level. I mean, it was her thesis work that was sensational. Everybody talked about her work.
The response was so phenomenal. Like, phenomenal.
Shazia Sikander was invited to show The Scroll and other pieces at the Pakistani embassy in Washington, D.C. for one day. She didn't sell a single piece. But instead of heading home, she knocked on the doors of every leading art school in this country. One of them was the Rhode Island School of Design.
I showed up with my scroll painting in a big black garbage bag. Literally. Because I was like, how am I going to protect this painting? It can't fit in a portfolio. You know, it's like 5 foot long with so much detail on it. So I couldn't roll it up. It's very fragile. So I just like loosely rolled it and then put it in a garbage bag.
And once the art was out of the bag, she earned her admission. But in those early years, she says many of her colleagues didn't understand where she was coming from.
People want to know how culturally it's coming from a cultural practice. What is that cultural practice? Do you like run around catching your squirrel?
With annoying questions about her ethnic brushes and techniques, she found it frustrating that the focus was so often on her rather than her art. That changed when she moved to New York City.
This is the first place that I'd been in the U.S. where I was not being seen through an ethnic lens. So I could be whoever I wanted to be. I was myself.
Shazia Sikander began merging components of miniature paintings with abstract design, blending surreal shapes and vivid colors that would be at home in a Salvador Dali painting. Glenn Lowry is a historian of Islamic art and the director of the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. He says when he first saw her work, he knew she was a star.
There is a visual lushness. She has a capacity to draw that's absolutely breathtaking. So she can make images, small or large, with such precision that you look at them and you're dumbfounded.
In one piece, she layers the faces of veiled women with the Statue of Liberty, political slogans from the Middle East with winged horses. But her pieces are also tightly controlled. They feature geometric patterns and intricate Indian borders. And in recent years, she's taken the miniature way beyond the page.
For me, it's always like, okay, how do you reinvent yourself endlessly?
Her latest piece is a 15-minute film with music called Parallax. The piece was inspired by a road trip through the United Arab Emirates. Shazia Sikandar says she was thinking about the conditions facing migrant workers there, about the blessing and the curse of oil wealth. The video takes up an entire room at the Tufts University Art Gallery in Boston, and it's made up of hundreds of hand-drawn illustrations set in motion by a score of music and voices in Arabic. She was invited to debut the piece by historian Aisha Jalal.
I mean, a lot of people are doing digital stuff nowadays. A lot of artists are. What makes Shazia different is her training as a miniaturist. I really do think that technically it does matter. You can't just do gimmicky things. You don't get that impression with Parallax. There is a lot of substance there.
But while Shazia Sikandar has pushed the miniature painting in new directions, her art begs a fundamental question. Is she still making Islamic art? Is this American art? Is it modern art? Ruba Kanan is a curator at the Aga Khan Museum in Toronto. She says Sikandar has succeeded because she transcends those labels.
It takes quite a lot for artists of Muslim heritage to lose that sort of hyphen that identifies them. You're either, you know, Arab contemporary artist or you're Pakistani contemporary artist. Well, many artists want to be identified first and foremost as artists. Their work is not limited or restricted to their heritage.
And that's exactly what Shazia Sikandar has been trying to do since she made her first version of a miniature painting.
Whether it was the Muslim identity, whether it was the female identity or the Asian identity or the Asian American identity or the hyphened identities, I felt all of them were essential to who I was. All of it. I couldn't reject one for the other. I didn't want to be labeled by just one. That is still part of who I am.
And in the process of establishing who she is, Shazia Sikandar has paved the way for other Muslim artists to break out of the frame. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.
You can see Shazia Sikandar's work and hear our entire series, Muslim Artists Now, at npr.org.